Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and I hope you guys had a blessed week. Man, there's a lot going on in the news cycle. We are going to be covering a lot of that, specifically what's going on over the battle for your right to have the means to have a secure state and to defend yourself in your communities, your loved ones. I-1639, there is a move to repeal that measure, which implements extremely strict gun control measures in Washington that the leftists, the collectivists, the statists are just giddy about. They've got more up their sleeves. There's going to be a lot going on with that. There was a rally today, and I was blessed enough to be able to attend it. It was sponsored by the 51st State, Liberty State. And so it was a joint rally, a Liberty State rally and Second Amendment, hence 51-2A, 51st State and Second Amendment rally. I'm going to play some audio for you. I'm going to share that with you here in just a second. But it was really encouraging because there were folks from all over, as far as, okay, there were some people who didn't want to make it because it might snow, from Central Washington. And they were concerned about, and I get it. I mean, the passes have been closed for 3 days. The entire Pacific Northwest has just been hammered with intense snowstorms and more on the way. And the passes have been closed for what, 3 days in a row? Well, the passes were open, but a lot of folks, they canceled their hotels because the passes had been open, or they had been closed for several days. And, you want to pay for a hotel and then get stuck not being able to get over the pass. And so the turnout was not as good as we were hoping. Many of these people that were planning on being there are from Liberty State. So there were a lot of cancellations because of the weather, but still we had quality over quantity in this case. But I can say this, we had patriots from as far away as Ponderay County. That's in the extreme northeast corner of Liberty State. Right snuggled up against the Canadian border and Idaho border. You can't get any further from Olympia than that. And they made it. But there are some wonderful folks there that are representing their areas. More and more counties now have representation and groups that are standing up getting stood up and starting to get engaged and active. So apparently the Liberty State proposed constitution, which will be reviewed and voted on by delegates that will be chosen by the people at some point here in the not too distant future, this year, I imagine. But some folks are saying, what's going on with the constitution? When will we be able to see it? Well, and they're wringing their hands. And my statement is, while folks are working on that, shouldn't you be doing something? You should be contacting your representatives. You should be writing letters to the editor in support of Liberty State. You should be listing your grievances, why you are so sick of being oppressed and misrepresented on the east side of the state and having a leftist, globalist, communist agenda shoved down your throat and your children's at your public indoctrination centers, that you've had enough of it and start showing support for Liberty State. You are in Liberty State. Liberty State's not going to happen. It's happening right now. And it starts in your heart and in your mind. So there's some folks over there that came over to Olympia. I got to speak to several of you. It's just really a treat. Who made the trip, and while they're there, they're marching down the hallway because their elected representatives are accessible. So they went to show their support for the repeal of I-1639, that one of many things is just to disarm young adults from being able to purchase a handgun to the age of, or any weapon to the age of 21. That means your daughter, that means your 19, 20-year-old daughter who's going to work at some restaurant or someplace late at night, coming out to a dark parking lot after work, your 20-year-old daughter does not have the legal right to defend herself because they want to keep Washington safe. But we know it's not true. And what's interesting is during the time while this Second Amendment rally was going on, imagine this. I don't know how many people, say dozens of people were armed. Many of them openly. In fact, there were AR-15s slung while onlookers stood and listened to the speakers with AR-15s hanging on their side with high-capacity magazines with combat rifles and carbines slung while they were in the state capitol listening to presentations about our constitutional rights and history and the will of the people, the mobocracy, the mob, wanting, being duped by millions of dollars of propaganda money into passing something that would disarm you and restrict your ability to defend yourself. There are several provisions. We've gone over a lot of the provisions in here. So while this event was going on, with all of these weapons, some on display, most of them concealed, you could see the holster sticking out from under somebody's jacket, and all these people are armed, nobody got shot. Nothing happened. There were no mass shootings. But meanwhile, while at the very exact same time this was happening, there was an active shooter situation in Aurora, Illinois. I think that Illinois must not have enough stringent firearms laws, or they would never have had an active shooter situation where at least four police officers have been wounded, multiple others shot up. And I don't see how this is possible with all of the gun laws that they have in Illinois. So in Washington State, they're trying to, the Democrats, the leftists, the essentially socialist communists, that's what I call them anyway, they want to completely disarm you, and they've got the momentum now because they've got the numbers. They outnumber you, and the people are frustrated that 1.9 million people in one side of a state can make laws and that affect 1.2 million people on another side of the state with a completely different set of values, set of ideals, a different geographically, it's economically, it's ideologically completely polar opposite. But you've got that urban mentality outnumbering the 1.2 million people that make up Liberty State being overruled by a mob because they think the only people that should have guns are police and military. So while this event's happening with all of these guns present in the state capitol, not one person got shot. With all the high capacity magazines present, with all of the assault weapons, which are actually just battle rifles, which every American should have in every household, And in my opinion, every member of your household should have one that's designated for them. I don't care if they're 6 months old. One day they'll be old enough if they're raised properly. So, and if you're too old, what's too old? I'm 82 years old. Great. You get one too then, because you're going to pass it down to your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren one day. Because these people want to disarm you. And historically speaking, whenever they decide to go on a rampage to disarm citizens, historically, every group, every minority group that was slaughtered, hunted down, that went through the entire sequence of being marginalized and then demonized and then criminalized and then executed in the end, it always includes a disarming of the people, whether you go back to the Bible or you go all the way up into the 20th century or 21st century. Right now in South Africa, they're moving to disarm whites. And it's exactly what they did in the 1800s. They were trying to in the United States, they were trying to disarm blacks so they wouldn't have the ability to defend themselves. And sheriffs are saying they're not going to enforce it. So there's going to be a battle brewing. There is a battle brewing. But I want to share with you a speech from a great patriot, an activist. His name's Al Acosta. He's done a tremendous amount of work in Washington State. And I'm focusing on this right now, even though Oregon is a whole nother, we could do a whole show just on what's going on in Oregon. But right now, since I happened to be there in Olympia, and I've been tracking this, I'm very closely involved with people that are working on this in Washington, so I'm covering it now. Al Acosta is a retired officer, army officer, military, served our military, served our country, and he is a naturalized immigrant from the Philippines. He's seen what civil war has done, and he's going to talk about that, and he's going to talk about what the Second Amendment means to you and me and to him, especially as an immigrant and as a former officer, army officer, who served our country with distinction. This is common sense gun measures. Listen to this. Oh, before I go into this, the audio is horrible in that main mezzanine, what you want to call it, under the big dome. It's all marble. It's echoey. But actually, I set up my speaker, or I set up my recorder right next to the speaker. So it actually turned out pretty good, except they had some audio issues with the audio volume was turned up too high and it was spiking at first. They got it leveled out and everything was fine. So it sounds garbly in a couple places. It's kind of difficult to listen to at first, but just hang with it just for a minute, and then it levels off and then it sounds nice. And so I did my best, did my level best, and I want to share this with you because it was a blessing to me, and hopefully it's a blessing to you. And oops, I wasn't paying attention. I got to take a break. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll let you listen to Al Acosta's presentation today at the Capitol. Yesterday at the Capitol, Friday. So I want to thank our sponsor for this segment. Works Holsters, WERKZ.com is the website for your custom holster and magazine carrier needs, including the Liberty State seal or the Liberty State flag, whichever you would like. If you would like a holster with that, they are donating proceeds from the Liberty State line that they have to support Liberty State. So go to works.com to learn more. All of those holsters are made in the American Redoubt, and they have a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
If there is any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Thank you guys for sticking around. This is Radio Free Redoubt. And this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, segment two. And our sponsor for segment two is our friends down there in St. Mary's, right on the beautiful St. Joe River. Might be a little tough to get down there right now, but spring is coming. So make a weekend. Get down there. Riverfrontsuites.com is where you can go to learn more about that. Riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, now I want to take this right into this speech that Al Acosta gave today. Excellent presentation. Dealing with modern day issues, with a taking you on a trip through some real world history, and making the strong case for the necessity for free citizens to remain armed. So, with that, this is Al Acosta from yesterday at the rally, the 51-2A rally at the Capitol in Olympia.
My background, I'm a naturalized immigrant from the Philippines, and I also serve this great country. I am a retired military officer in the Army. So, and so what I've been seeing, especially with I-1639 and the current gun control legislation that we have here currently going on, is the pen and the sword. The law is a powerful tool, just like guns are a powerful tool. Both are the great equalizer in the right hand and at the right time. Both can be an instrument of justice. Both in the wrong hand, a malicious individual, a hostile group, subjugating a minority through policies and cultural discrimination or a hatred of a belief can have a cascading, catastrophic effect. We have seen this in other societies and throughout time and around the world, seen it firsthand during my deployment, where disrespecting the minority, where the majority casts its will by force through legislation and belief for a greater good, and in that majority of society will benefit from such benevolent laws, has killed millions, men, women, and children. Some notes in history. 1915, Armenia. The current government, fearful, disarmed the minority. 1 million Armenian, Assyrians, and Greeks killed by the government. 1933, the Holocaust. On the onset of the regime taking power, adopted hundreds of laws restricting the minority to include gun control. 6 million Jews, 5 million Slavs, and millions of others that were the social minority, the final solution. 1975, Cambodia, when the politics changed and a new regime adopted radical policy of the re-education by university-educated ruling class. No professional, ethnic, or religious minority was immune from the term enemy of the state. 2 million died under that regime, the killing field, with no ability to resist or defend themselves. 1990, Rwanda, With the outbreak of civil war, the silent minority, the Tutsi, were blamed for the current ills of the government. The majority, the Hutus, proceeded to data collect and distribute information on the targeted minority. The specific list consisted of names, addresses, and license plates. Under the majority propaganda narrative of the defenseless minority, discrimination made it easier to dehumanize and conduct acts of violence in the 100-day civil war. Estimated 500,000 women raped and 800,000 people were slaughtered. Looking at our own American history, from the benevolent government, open subjugation of the ethnic minority in our past, racist gun control laws on newly emancipated slaves, to the persecution of the silent majority of law-abiding gun owners throughout law and threat of force, interference through regulation and punishment, has set us upon a new era of social conflict. We are plagued with a culture of violence, not through gun ownership, but through an initiation of force through government interference and narration of the majority rule. The dehumanization of gun owners, world culture, and minority social beliefs, and the right of individuals to live as they see fit in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness without interference to another or even the social norms of the majority has brought us here today to voice our concern. A dear brother of mine told me, if anyone asked if you could trust the government, just ask a Native American. If we are to reverse our culture to peace and prosperity, we must learn to respect each other. No matter our differences, most of all, respecting ownership of the individual, but also to what we own, to include ownership of our guns and of our belief of inherent right to self-defense. Respect in, respect out. The law is a powerful tool, just like guns are a powerful tool. Both are the great equalizer in the right hand and at the right time. Both can be an instrument of justice. I leave with you a quote. Human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And Martin Luther King. No written law is above my inherent right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Again, thank you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Great work. Well, that was really a blessing. Now, Representative Matt Shea also came in right after Al and gave an incredible presentation on the Second Amendment and this I-1639, and tied it into Liberty State. And made an appeal to people, the same thing I was telling them, while you're in Olympia, your representatives are accessible and so are their aides. You track them down, and we got a printout of a listing of all the representatives and the room numbers where they are, their office, where you can walk right into their office, knock on the door, and if they're not in a committee at the moment, you can talk to them, or you can wait until they're out of committee and then talk to them. They're accessible. They need to hear from you two different things. One, repeal I-1639. You've got to repeal it. It's got to be taken down. The other thing is you need to strongly encourage them, demand of them that they support Liberty State. If you are in Liberty State, it's I-1639. Was I saying I-1634? I don't know why. But we have sheriffs now, sheriffs across the state. No, three of them are in Western Washington, and it's not quite occupied territory. It is behind the line, is outside the wire, but this is Mason County, Grays Harbor, and Pacific County. Some of those, depending on what's being voted on, tend to lean red on a lot of issues, especially the Second Amendment issues. But we've got all of the rest of the sheriffs or county and or, in some of these cases, county commissioners who are also drafting resolutions. Strong resistance against enforcement of unconstitutional gun laws in Ferry County, Stevens County, Lincoln County, Adams County, Franklin County, Grant County, Kittitas, Yakima, Benton, and Klickitat counties. If you did not hear your county mentioned, you need to get a hold of your sheriff's department. You need to get a hold of your state representatives. You need to tell them to stand firm against the unconstitutionality of this law. You have an adult citizen that can be drafted into the military, that is treated as an adult, that is taxed, that is, for all intents and purposes, can make their own life decisions, but to remove them from them, that the ability to defend themselves is incomprehensible. And this Jay Inslee says, the governor says, this I-1639 was passed out of love for our children, out of love for your children. So what about my children? What about my 18 or my 20-year-old daughters who would not be able to, under this law, be able to legally purchase a firearm to defend themselves with? And can't give them a firearm because they have to have this extensive background check. Well, that didn't work out very good yesterday in Illinois, did it? So anyway, get a hold of your representatives. Tell them that you demand that they get on board and support Liberty State. Those two bills to pull away from, to form a separate state and to form a transitional committee to begin the process of establishing a new state. Join us tomorrow night. We're going to talk about this fight between the sheriffs and the hardcore leftist anti-gun attorney general in Washington State. That and more tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com at 8 p.m. God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.